Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Go hire Pete Carroll and keep Aaron Rodgers, because I just wanted to eliminate the question marks and have a veteran quarterback here, a veteran head coach, and maybe try to fumigate that way, make the most of this roster here with an experienced head coach. They clearly went in a different direction, and you've seen what's gone on here, but what about what's gone on there? The Raiders have been awful this season, getting their doors blown off yesterday by the Colts. Geno Smith has been god-awful. It just shows you, like, now, it doesn't mean that would have happened here either, but it shows you there is no exact way to do this. You could hire a rookie head coach and be great, rookie head coach be a disaster, or a veteran coach and be great, and a veteran coach and be a disaster.
Minus 56-point differential. They've been largely non-competitive. I'm very surprised. Not that I thought the Raiders would be amazing, but, I mean, they're basically getting whacked every weekend. There's some interesting stories. Like, you've seen growth from Chicago. You've seen a little growth recently from the Panthers. Miami's situation's a mess. The NFC West is crowded, but I take away the Pats. I know I mentioned them before. So think about what happened last night. Drake May, who really, really is talented. Some of the throws he makes on the run. He's obviously a very good athlete. So they win a game, big stage, Sunday Night Football. And now you look at the Pats, who are 3-2. You know their next three games? At the Saints, at the Titans, and then the Browns.
They can win all three.
I mean, but even if they stumble, then they might, because they're still a little young.
2-1.
Yeah, if they're 2-1, you're talking about a team that's suddenly 5-3. They got to play the Jets twice. Let's throw a dart and take a guess how that one's going to go. You know, that's two more wins for them. Is this team going to wind up winning 10, 11 games?
I think that that's a bit ambitious. 10? I mean, I don't know.
They already got three.
I know. And everybody just seems to think Drake May is the next coming now. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But again, good. It's not just luck. Good organizations find a way to do this.
That's
they
the
had
key.
A great organization, Belichick, all those years, and then they realized the right time to cut bait with Belichick. Oh, by the way, he's getting his ass kicked.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's...
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. It might be time for... And I, you know me, I love
Belichick.
His
girl won't let him quit.
Well, it might be time for him to quit her first.
Oh, there you go.
Well, one or the other. It's clearly this is not working for Bill.
She brought some bad luck to him.
But think about it. So he's been... He was a, you know, I don't want to say disaster, but it clearly ran its course with New England.
Yep.
They move on. They go to Mayo.
Mayo
and
for
they
1 year.
They realize right away he ain't it.
Yeah.
They draft their quarterback, obviously, before that. They bring in the head coach that they wanted, Vrabel, and now they're set with the head coach-quarterback combination that you would feel is pretty strong moving forward.
Yeah, very strong. The thing about Vrabel that I always liked about when he was with Tennessee, which is why he was my number one for the Jets, and listen, he was playing the Jets, and obviously I was intrigued by Aaron. I wanted Aaron Glenn to get the job once Vrabel wound up going to the Pats here, but he won a lot of games in Tennessee without a whole lot. You know, there's just something about
Tannehill.
Him. You know what? You know,
Tannehill.
Yeah. Right. Obviously, Derrick Henry was in his absolute prime at that point, but no real stud receivers, no real, you know, superstar shutdown corners or, you know, sack artists who had, you know, 15, 16, like, game wreckers. They were just a buttoned up, possess the ball, run it, get staying manageable down in distance and play with integrity and bring the same focus and keep the penalties down. And that's a great recipe. And here we are with the Jets and the Giants. It's the exact opposite.
Yeah, and I'm just looking over some of the things because I still believe in a veteran head coach, especially in this market. You could pick teams, though, on each side of it, whether it's Steichen in Indianapolis, some of these younger guys, hot, the offensive coordinators that get the job and they have success. But look at what Sean Payton's done with Denver. I mean, they've been incredible. Look at what Jim Harbaugh's done with the Chargers. I know they've lost a couple in a row here, but still, just building that program up to where it needs to be. And then you might have somebody like John Harbaugh available. The Ravens have been a disaster this year. Even when a healthy Lamar was there, maybe he becomes available next year. And that would change my tune a little bit with Dable, where if you have an answer like John Harbaugh out there, I think you got to go make a move to get him. In New York, we are dying for an experienced, no doubt about it, head coach. He would certainly fit that bill.
I love John. He's not Jim. I don't want to say he's overrated. He's not. But, man, and there was rumblings that he was going to step away. Like, I think we've had this John Harbaugh could leave the Ravens dance for a couple of years. Obviously, a massive upgrade over Dable, but he's not Jim.
BT and Sal on the Fan. WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.